This is the tail end of a question that I had about singleness, why Paul actually said it was better for a person to remain single, and usefulness of being single in the local church. After the question was answered, a small conversation about a woman's role. Should it be that she stays with her father, or gets a job, or works in ministry, or goes to college, etc.? So there are a few thoughts here that I found or thought would be beneficial.
You know, so to recap that, all that is commanded of us in Scripture, singleness, especially youth, it is the perfect time to really invest in that. Perfect time for sanctification. Perfect time for growth. Perfect time for preparation for service. Because it all does change. I mean, it changes when you get married and you think, oh, wow, this is great, but it ties you down in some ways, too. You can't just get up at 3 in the morning and go down to the club and preach. You do that?
Oh, yeah.
Shopping centers and laundromats. You can preach at laundromats at 2 in the morning. They're full. They're really weird. It's full. I don't know if they're doing clothes or selling drugs or whatever, but there's people there. You can't do that. And then when you have kids, you think you've got your life in order, and then a kid comes along, you're like, I want to die. I want to die. I don't know what to do. I was wanting kids since I was like 15. I just can't wait to have 10 kids. And I can't believe Robin married me after I told her that. She thought I was being funny. I did. I wanted 10 kids. But after they come, there's just a whole nother responsibility. But no, I don't believe what you said earlier. And I know people like that. I meant to speak to this. Who think that a woman should stay with her daddy until some man comes to rescue her from the house. And I have dear friends who believe that. So to the point, they won't let their children be educated past their high school trivium. I'm not going to say to one person that your conscience bears witness to that. That's fine. Just don't push it on me. Don't push it on me, because my children are going to go to college. But if you decide that's not what you want, that's fine. But there comes a fine line between this is what the God of heaven teaches and this is what we think we should do. Because, I mean, no, I think that's absurd to count that as a rule. But, you know, at the same time, I mean, I'm very hard line when it comes to what my children are going to do in the sense of dating and courtship. And until they're grown, they're going to do it my way. You see what I mean? And when after they're grown, that's their business, and they'll suffer the consequences of disobedience, even when they're grown. But I'm not going to tell them that their job, that my daughter's job, is to bear children and be a wife, if God has called them to singleness. Because God calls some people to singleness for a season, and some people to singleness for their entire lives.
TheologyAnswers.com is a ministry of Grace Truth Church. You can find more about us on the web at gracetruth.org, a people for His glory, by His grace.